Hi everyone, and though it's been almost a year since we have recorded, Military Mama coming to you from the beach, the bay actually. We're at the bay with the kiddos. Haven't recorded in a long time. My life has become so busy now that I am going in and out, meaning that I am back on duty. Meaning I've always been on duty, but since I'm a military mama and it is the shore rotation, I am back on the active rotation. And haven't had time to sit down and record. Elias started middle school, which has been a wonderful journey. I started a new job. Life has been a little bit, change. Change is always going to be evolving. I hope you're liking the water, the waves going in and out. It's actually splashing on my legs whilst I sit on a boogie board. And I enjoy this cold water at the bay. I've been wanting to record, but every day I strive for it. It's been something of like, I cannot sit down. I have so much going on. I want to actually go to sleep at a certain time so I can wake up and devote myself to working out in the morning, plus meditation. Meditation is a big part of my life now. I am a spiritual person. When I was younger, I had a religion, and I decided I just believe in God. I'm a Christian. Denzel Washington's quote, not Denzel Washington say, not meaning to quote him incorrectly, but one of his motivational speech said, he has tried to do it without God, but God has never been without him, meaning that God has always been present in his life, and that's how I feel. God has always been present in my life, regardless if I'm not, I'm trying not to be present in my life. And I am so thankful that God has always been faithful to me and my family, regardless of the trials and tribulations that we may encounter, that we may develop in our own head. I think a lot of times we create our own problems in our head, and it develops into, the idea pops into our head, we ponder on it, think about it, and it becomes into a problem that we created. A lot of times we fight those, how to say demons, demonic spirits, or negative thinking that we create. And I'm guilty for them. I create all kinds of scenarios in my head, as a parent, I can say a successful one. Meaning success is different for everyone. Success to me was to always have education. Education has always been the top tier of success, and to continue to learn. So I am constantly growing into learning new things and successfully accomplishing goals I set for myself all over and over and over again. Everyone has their own definition of success, but mine is to constantly growing and building. My time is up. I even heard Kanye West say this before, the only thing, I'm not going to quote him wrong, but the only thing that is definite is that. That is a guarantee. And when I heard that, I was just like, wow. It would have to live. If we know that we're born into this world, we have to die. It's something that we don't think about because we get caught up in the, I guess, I would just say a cliche word, hustle and bustle of life, But we don't sit to appreciate it. Just sitting here, recording. My husband's looking at me. I'm recording on my podcast right now. I'm recording on my podcast right now. Sorry if you're just looking at me kind of crazy. It's crazy because I'm just sitting here in the water, recording on my podcast, just like enjoying the moment of the waves. Let me get back to it. If we would know that, you know, we all know what's going to happen, but it's just so scary thinking about it. Accepting it is something that takes time. I go anywhere accepting it, knowing that it's going to happen regardless. It's a definite thing. But what I cannot accept is not enjoying the life that I have right now, with the children I am blessed with right now, with the husband I am blessed with right now, with all the things that I am blessed with right now. I was driving yesterday and I said, I cannot believe I have been in the military for 16 plus years. I cannot believe I'm living out a dream that I set forth for myself. And some days it is not easy. And the reason why it's not easy, it's leaving my children. Leaving them and not knowing how their day-to-day activity is, their day-to-day life, their day-to-day everything. And that is the hardest part, not being in control over that. So I found this quote yesterday. I mean, of course everybody has heard of it. I'm going to read it out loud. I am the one thing in life I can control. I am the one thing in life I can't control. Isn't it crazy? You get pregnant, you grow, the baby grows in you, you grow with the child, and the child comes out when it wants to, and when it finally comes out, you cannot even control, because you have no control. Only thing you have control of is yourself. Isn't that amazing that you only have control over yourself? A lot of us think we have control over people. Yes, you may have control over their working hours, what assignments they have to do, everything, but you do not literally have control. Everyone has a choice. And I was saying, God, you are so amazing that you've given us choices. You could have said, you know what? I'm going to control you guys like puppets, like garbage. So you control everything they do because they have no voice. And you know, when I meditate in the morning, one thing that the guided meditation lady says is your voice has meaning. Your voice has power. Your voice is who you are. Who you are is your voice. That's one thing God gave us control over. He allowed our brain to be able to take in and learn everything in life. And he allowed us to have speech and voice. Just like I do Khan Academy, because, you know, I suffer sometimes in vocabulary and grammar. And he says, you can learn anything. And he says his name out. So if you're out there and you're sad and you're down, just know you speak it. Your voice is who you are. Your voice can change your situation. You know, I studied so much throughout my life as a law of attraction, faith. Faith is my top tier. That comes from God. You have to speak it. You have to think it. You have to say it. You have to write it down. You have to read it. That is your faith. You have to believe in it. Just like God says, you have a faith which is a mustard seed. It shall come to pass. Mustard seed is a small, small thing, and it shall come to pass. This is faith. Faith, that's my number top 10. And the law of attraction leads it to it. That's part of faith. Part of believing, that's part of speaking, that's part of saying. That is who you are. I don't know who needs this out here, but the spirit is moving. And yes, I am not perfect. Definitely not. I have my good days. I can't be committed to anybody at any particular time, because you can't control me. There's things that I have to protect my, it says guide your spirit. Some things I have to stay away from. Why? because my spirit is saying, no, this is not good for you. Whether it's family, friends, whoever. Sometimes my spirit says, no, it's not good for you. You need to guard your spirit because happiness comes from you, that person. And it comes from above, but it's the voice. And it says, I am who I am, that I am. Voice, spirit, I speak it into you. I always believe, now that I'm thinking about it and I'm sitting in the water, when God put that spirit into us, it was just the spirit of voice, of mouth, of speech, to speak, that it is it. So wherever out there needs this, I hope that you can get in and feel it. I didn't bring my kids into it, but I needed to record. It is May 2022, and it's been